The Mancosa and Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast is on the way. It's going down on the 4th of October, so two Fridays' time. It's going to be at VodaWorld in Midrand. There's an incredible collection of speakers lined up. And today, we proudly get to unveil one more person coming through to Mancosa. The one and only Rachel Colisi is on the line. Hi, welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Thank you so much, guys. Great to be here.
Rachel, it's such a pleasure having you on the show. What made you want to be on that lineup of speakers for the Mancosa Business Breakfast?
It's always a room that I've wanted to be in. I think it's such an incredible opportunity to hear from people who have had really great successes, but also really big failures as well. And just learning from them and understanding what they've done, what they've achieved, how they've achieved it, I think is so important. But also the lineup on the morning is going to be phenomenal. And so I myself am a fan of some of those people that are going to be sitting up there.
Yeah. I imagine you're going to be talking a bit about what UNC do with the Colisi Foundation and its incredible work and so on. Mm-hmm. And I imagine you've learned a lot along the way, having to deal with business people and corporates and raise money and all of the practical stuff that you need to do before you can do the good work.
Absolutely. We've been able to learn so much in the first 5 years of existence. And I think a real interesting, I guess, kind of leadway into it is just the fact that there's like a big name attached to a nonprofit and how that has attracted a lot of corporates and how we've kind of managed that and played it into the best possible result for the work that we do and for our beneficiaries.
Rachel, you're a very vocal advocate for equality and women's rights. So how important is it in business that women's voices are heard and that women have got seats at the table?
This is something, and especially coming off now Women's Month, of course, I feel like women should be leaders in every sector of the world. And I think that there's such a value for having a woman at the table and allowing her to lead and bring her insights. I think that women are nurturers by nature. Mm. And that really leads how we, you know, work and work with people and work in different spaces.
What's one of the things you want people to remember when they come and hear you talk in the next 2 weeks?
Something that I would love for them to remember is just hopefully somewhere in my story and in my experiences, both with the nonprofit sector, but also in business, just something that they're able to take away and kind of implement in their journey, whatever it is, maybe starting a small business. I think that it's so important for people to get involved, to start dreaming about what it is that they could be adding, not just, you know, to their livelihoods and at home, but to the economy as a whole and to South Africa. I really do believe it's going to be an incredible opportunity for people to lean in, to learn a lot, and to be able to leave with a lot of information as well.
Rachel, in this short chat, you've left us inspired. So anyone that's going to get the opportunity to hear you speak at the Mancosa Business Breakfast on the 4th of October is really in for some pearls of wisdom. Thank you so much for coming to join us on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And I'm really, really excited.
The Mancosa Business Breakfast is the 4th of October. It is at VodaWorld in Midrand. Registration is going to start from about 7 o'clock in the morning. Act quickly to secure your spot if you're interested in business, if you're a business owner, if you're a business student, if you're just thinking about branching out and doing your own thing. Tickets are available right now at jacarandafm.com. Rachel, thank you for your time.